Glory to Jesus Christ. A characteristic feature of all young people and even adults is admiration for famous personalities. And usually in the younger stages of our life, when we see singers, actors, and athletes, it's by evidence. During my time it was posters, nowadays it's social media. They would follow them and see what they would be doing. It is interesting that in most cases it only remains admiration. Only few of those who admire these actors, singers, and athletes will do something with their life in order to become successful. They know that admiration is not enough. A person has to work hard, train, give up a lot. And that is the reason why it remains only in admiration. But in relation to Jesus, one cannot remain only in admiration. Jesus is a sign that demands a clear answer from us in the form of following. Many say that Jesus' demands seem too harsh. The man in today's gospel became sad when he heard Jesus' advice. He was not able to get out of the usual lifestyle, which brought him not only comfort, but also kind of a security. He longed for eternal life, but could not take the risk in obtaining it. I heard a priest once say, "A Christianity that reaches only the church doors will not do much good. It should be visible in our whole life. As Christians, we should be seen everywhere, according to how we show ourselves to others, but also according to how we play sports, how we drive a car on the highways, especially here in Pittsburgh, how we express ourselves to our neighbors, to our loved ones, or what we consume by reading or watching. After all, Jesus didn't say, 'You are the light of the church. You are the light of the world.' This assumes our effort not only to admire Christ, but to follow Him with full seriousness, even if this means a significant change in our habits, interests, and attitudes." We hear in the gospel today, "There is one thing further you must do. Sell all you have and give it to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." This advice was given by Jesus Christ to the rich man who longed for eternal life. It was a specific advice for a specific person. What if poor man came to him? For sure he has no possessions. Maybe Christ would tell him, "Be a better example." We have no mention in the gospel that he told James, Jesus didn't tell James and John to give up their fishing boats, nor did he tell Martha and Mary to sell their house in Bethany. Jesus Christ is a great and good doctor and does not present the same medicine for every patient. Each patient gets different medicine. The man in the gospel allowed wealth to build up a wall between God and him. He longed for eternal life, but at the same time he discerned this wall even though he did not know how to divide it. That is why he came to Jesus and seek help, seek guidance. And the Savior gives him a cure for his problem. "Sell all that you have." One could say that this is not just a cure, but rather a surgical procedure to remove the cancerous growth of the attachments to the possessions. In other words, if wealth hinders our path to God, then we must give it up. However, this man was already in so much control of his wealth that he did not dare to go or undergo the surgery that is necessary. You still lack one thing. What prevents us from the path to God? What's our medicine to go closer? For some, it can be drugs or alcohol, which is a bad habit, which deprives person of great desires and personal freedom. For another, it may be a success. Many have lost their character because of work and work ethics. We can see nowadays all these, what is it called? Those who support channels, you know, they give money and they think they have say and compromise many of the people because they give money, then you must do what I do, what I say. It's not right. It's immoral. For others, it can be really just money, clinging to the benefits of person's outlook on life. A person might look at everything and everyone from only one angle. And they might ask, what is it for me? I don't need to help you. Whatever the example is, we can find many more. We can find that there is a certain wall that we are hitting that has to be teared down. But we have to approach Jesus Christ. We have to ask the question and ask and demand an answer. You lack one more thing. What is the wall of this division or barrier in our life? Christ is to rule our heart. He is our only good. Actually, anything that comes into our life, day and night, every good is from Him. If this thought fills our whole being, then we will joyfully accept this demands of the gospel from Jesus Christ. And we will become the same blessing and assigned to the present world as the first Christians were in their time. Glory to Jesus Christ.